What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Zone Media.
Welcome to It Could Happen Here, a podcast that is, I don't know, I'm gonna speak for the rest of my hosts who aren't here so they can't stop me and say that this is a podcast normally opposed to brunch. I'm your host, Mia Wong, and today we are talking about something that we kind of haven't been covered as much as I think we should have, which is unionization in small businesses. We've talked a lot about unionization in sort of larger things. We've talked about sort of mid-sized chains. But today, we're talking about the unionization of a place called Friday I'm in Love in Portland, which if you sort of imagine the platonic ideal of what do you think a place called Fried Egg I'm in Love is going to be like, it is in fact that. And with me to talk about this is Sol and Janie from the Fried Egg Workers Union. Yeah, both of you, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about this. Partially, you know, I mean, as we sort of discussed a little bit, because I want to get into a bit later the specific dynamics of sort of small business union stuff. But first things first, I wanted to sort of talk about what actually, you know, how did you all decide to unionize? Because I think this is a bit different story than the kind of thing we usually get on this show.
Absolutely. Well, I've been at this particular restaurant since 2019, and it's been something that's come up every now and then. I think we're just a very queer workplace. We're a very leftist workplace, and we tend to have a lot of common ideals. And I feel like what makes our unionization effort unique, or maybe not unique, but just different than a lot of, like, we need to start a union right now kind of efforts, is there wasn't a thing that caused it. We were all, like, me and five other people were just sitting around a table and decided, hey, we should just start a union. And so we kind of looked into what that looks like, and the snowball started rolling downhill.
Yeah, and this is something I think is really interesting because, you know, I mean, one of the things you get really commonly in sort of like anti-union propaganda, you see this, like, so a lot of my family were engineers, right? And engineers do this all the time where they're like, oh, we don't need a union. We're like happy. We're well paid. Everything's great. And then, you know, you look at what happens to them and it's like, oh, well, now you have Boeing, right? It's like, well, you all never organized. You no longer have any power and your planes are like falling from the sky. So, yeah, I'm taking my soapbox moment to be like, you two out there, even if your job is good, At some point, it's going to not be, and you should unionize first before they, I don't know, like, be Google and decide that don't be evil actually constrains them from making money and decide to be evil. So get out ahead of them before.
Couldn't agree more.
Absolutely. This has felt very, very proactive. I haven't been there nearly as long as some of my comrades, but the general like consensus is that like things are pretty good. So instead of letting things go bad, let's make, you know, major steps to protect what we have. Especially as like you kind of notice how this small business is slowly starting to operate like not a small business.
Mm-hmm. And we had one of our food carts was upgraded to a brick and mortar at the beginning of this year. And pretty much in that moment that started operating as a real restaurant, things really clearly, I think, started setting in that like this is a bigger operation than it used to be. And they very like the owner very much still has the intention of making it as good of a place to work as he can, which is to be appreciated. But it's also understandable that as things start to grow, it's a lot better if it's a collaborative process in terms of making it the best place to work that it can be. And I think getting a seat at the table is something that we have to make for ourselves, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a threat or a retaliation.
This is something I think is kind of important with unionizing, especially places that are kind of, you know, like, or, you know, we're even where the sort of the boss is legitimately trying to like do the right thing, which like is kind of true of like my work, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, like the people above my bosses are kind of a fiasco, but like my immediate like bosses are like, you know, it's Robert and Sophie, right? Like they're right. pretty chill. But you know, like one of the dynamics that sets in is like, you know, it's not what the actual conditions are isn't necessarily always going to be under their control, even if, you know, like even if they want to do the right thing. And mm-hmm. the demands of things like scale and, you know, the demands of sort of market competition have this sort of disciplining effect on what, you know, like what your working conditions can be if you're going to sort of compete with, like, I don't know, your like donut shop that like tortures his union workers, right?
You know, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Purely abstract.
Purely abstract. Yeah, absolutely. You know, seeing a shop of, you know, 12 become, you know, two shops, a food cart and a commissary kitchen of 35, that definitely, you know, it's just pushing the business in a direction very naturally. It feels very much like a part of how systems work. Even if your owner has really good intentions, just the nature of like how capitalism works is starts to change things as at scale for sure.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Yeah, and that gets into something else that I'm sort of interested in, how the sort of unionizing process went, because this is a very, I mean, I guess going from 12 to 35 is a big increase in the number of people, but that's still a very small shop. So can you talk a bit about what it's been like kind of organizing in, you know, I mean, organizing a number of people that you can very easily fit into a room?
It's been interesting, and it's been exciting in that way, because we are able to cram into a room and the energy is very palpable. And so, like, inspiring momentum to get shit done in each other has been really, really wonderful in that way. But I think also it makes it easy for us to be very tactical with how we are handling this process, where we're making sure that at all four locations, there's a majority, if not a unanimous approval and support and membership in the union. And the more that I'm meeting union organizers and union reps and people from IWW, the more that I'm realizing we're in a situation where we can establish some really lovely precedent for similar workplaces who want to start a union, who are about the same size as us, or even like neighbors in our, like on the streets that our locations are at, where we can do things like, there's not enough precedent in the IWW for service industry in general, but particularly it's very common to be in the negotiating process. And one of the things that will be offered to the employer in exchange for whatever you're negotiating on is like a no strike clause. Like, okay, we'll give this to you of like, we're just not going to be able to strike for the duration of our contract. And so in exchange, we can get some other stuff that we're asking for. But because we have such a strong majority, and in all four locations, we have a strong majority, I think we're currently planning on keeping the right to strike.
Hell yeah.
And, you know, we're not planning on it. I hope that we don't ever have to do that. But just having that as precedent, I think, will help our community and other similar unions.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, this is something that going back to, if you look at the sort of heyday of American unionism, if you look at like the 50s, 60s, 70s, like those contracts didn't have no strike clauses in them. Some of them did. So sometimes it was like a federal thing. But the thing about no strike clauses is that it makes, you know, we've talked about this a bit before on the show, but one of the sort of issues when you have a union is like, okay, so even if you get a contract, right, and that usually takes a long time, takes a lot of fighting, the company is immediately going to start trying to violate the contract. And so, you know, your contract is only as strong as your ability to enforce it. And, you know, a really, really good way to enforce it is by being able to go on strike. But normally, like, yeah, people aren't organized enough to actually like fight their employers on it. And so it just ends up being a kind of standard part of contracts. And yeah, it's really exciting that y'all are committing to fight for that from the beginning, because it's hard. it's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, the more I learn about how unions operate, the more I'm realizing that, you know, it doesn't necessarily stop people from getting fired. It doesn't necessarily stop people from having, you know, injustice happen upon them, but it just gives you the ability to fight in the first place. And I think a lot of employers who are facing a workplace who are wanting to unionize, like, recognizing that it's not like a threat. It's not like, okay, we're going to have this union and everyone's going to go on strike the next day and our business is going to tank. But it's they're just asking for the right to have a better negotiating seat.
Yeah, this is something I actually think is really interesting about this campaign, where there's this really kind of, I don't know, I think if you're able to build a precedent of being able to negotiate a contract that doesn't have a no strike clause that allows you to go on strike whatever, you know, whenever you want, is something that is like characteristic of an incredibly militant shop. But I think if you can actually get the precedent of, you know, having companies treat this as normal, because it's something that should be normal, right? Like this is how a lot of the US used to work, right? It used to be if you were on like an auto line, assembly line, there'd be a guy in the back with a whistle. And if a contract violation happened, or like, you know, if the company's asking you to do something that you aren't, you know, that you're not like contractually obligated to do, the person would, you know, the union person would blow the whistle, immediate strike, the entire assembly line goes down. And, you know, it turns out you actually can run a completely functional like economy like this. But the kind of the mentality of the people who own businesses right now is that you should never at any point let your workers do anything at all. You should immediately fight them at the moment they try to unionize. And I think, you know, having a precedent of like, you know, of being able to get this kind of stuff without immediately having to launch, like, you know, like immediately kick off a series of strikes with your employer is a good one to set.
That we have so many people that are super interested in like being a part of this organizing effort because we all like being there, like, is huge in comparison to like lots of stories that we hear about. And yeah, really wanting to like bring that to the restaurant industry, because yeah, that's unions are, you know, criminally under recognized within service work.
Yeah.
And arguably an industry that needs it the most.
Yep. Yep. Well, and that's the other exciting thing about this shop is that, you know, you were talking about sort of like there not being enough service organizing with the IWW. And that's true of like basically all unions, because, and especially shops at your scale, because, you know, a lot of these unions are using like a very kind of crude cost benefit analysis. And their assessment is like, well, why should we bother to organize like this shop that has 35 people at it? Because, you know, this is going to like the amount of dues money we're going to get out of it is like not, you know, is not worth the effort. But on the other hand, you know, like, do you know how many workers there are? Like, how many of these, like, how many of these tiny shops across the entire country that if, you know, and if everyone just refuses to organize them, then you're leaving like tens of millions of workers just sort of like screwed.
Yeah. I can't speak for all IWW, but I know like talking with like the Portland branch, definitely mirrors our shop in it, like how queer and leftist it is.
Yeah.
And it is not surprising that they, you know, working with the IWW or with the Coalition of Independent Unions, which is a Pacific Northwest like union for unions kind of thing, it's not surprising that like our values are aligned, and it's like making for something like really fun and like you know, setting a new kind of industry standard for service industry.
Yeah. Unfortunately, speaking of industry standards, I have to go to an ad break. It's in my contract somewhere, probably. Although I don't think my employers have read my contract in a long time. But, you know, such are the dictates of a podcast that your senior bosses don't listen to. Yeah, we will return in however long the ads are.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
We are back. So, okay, another thing that I kind of wanted to talk about is what has it sort of been like in terms of like, you know, so like how has, you know, in a shop that's like this small, how has the sort of like organizing conversations gone, right? Like is everyone just sort of close enough that, you know, you were able to kind of do this organically, or was there still sort of a like mapping process for all of the shops? Or
well, luckily it has gone pretty smoothly, but we were advised early on to create an interest map where we go through the list of every coworker that we have and talk about like, how well do we know them? Do we think they would be down? Like, well, this person would obviously be down. This person, I guess we'll just have to talk to him and see. And apart from a few cases, it has been very successful and easy so far. It's really lucky that almost all of our coworkers are comrades.
Yeah, I think like our first like conversation was, I think, about 10 people at like a bar close to like the main Hawthorne shop. And like once we had like that get together, yeah, it really became about like, you know, how do we get our satellite locations, you know, on the same page, you know, with like a super majority at one shop. You know, then just moving on to, you know, our little, you know, the Pioneer food cart and then our commissary kitchen and then the Mississippi location that was just, you know, hiring a whole new staff for and, you know, getting them in, you know, collecting them into the fold. And yeah, IWW was very helpful in like how to like kind of create those processes to like ensure that, you know, we were approaching people in the right way and, yeah, getting a proper headcount.
Yeah, that can be a disaster.
yeah.
Oh, God. Like, my union, we're still trying to hash out whether some people are in the union or not. And, like, people will leave the company. And this happens all the time, right? Like, mm-hmm. one of the things you discover really quickly when you do union organizing is that your, like, management doesn't actually know how anything works or, like, even who's working for them and what they do. They have absolutely no idea. And so you have to do their job and figure out what everyone does.
What management would be so mad at you for saying such blasphemy.
You know, look, if they didn't want me to talk negatively about them, they should pay me more. they simply do not pay any of us enough.
That's a universal rule.
From time to time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that, you know, what's interesting about this shop, too, is it really seems like y'all just sort of speed ran doing a good campaign. Like, you're doing all of the things that you get from good organizers. But then, you know, every once in a while, you just get a shop where it just kind of everything just clicks and goes.
It has been 5 months start to finish, which I feel like is significantly faster than most.
Yeah,
and most of that is just down to that there aren't very many of us. And so talking to everyone hasn't been that crazy of an endeavor.
Yeah.
But I think probably in the first meeting or two, we just crunched the numbers and realized, OK, we're not going to have any trouble having a majority. But we have to, and so the focus of our work went into making sure we do it right and learning to inoculate people and talk to people we haven't talked to yet and people for whom it would be a little more sensitive or more like in-depth conversation, and educating ourselves on what starting a union actually looks like. And IWW has been very helpful providing these little trainings that I've been able to go to. It's funny that they're on Sunday afternoons, and so I'm pretty sure I'm the only person at our brunch restaurant who doesn't work Sunday afternoons, so I've been going to those.
Yeah, this is something that, like, I don't know, I feel like it should be a thing that, so I was at, this will, I guess, will have come out after the Labor Notes episode that I'm doing, but something that I feel like I don't hear much discussion of in union organizing that I feel like there should be is, like, fighting management on scheduling and like trying to fight for, you know, people actually A, having consistent schedules, and B, not just having, like, I don't know, like, I know a lot of people who find out their schedule on Facebook like 4 hours before they have to go in, right? Like, that's insane. That is not a way for an industrial process to function, right?
No. Thankfully, that has not been one of our issues. At least not systemically at Friday.
Yeah, but it does make it hard to do intro organizational trainings, because it's like everyone has weird scheduling stuff going on. So it's hard to, like, I don't know. I feel like it's an underrated barrier to getting a lot of people from different unions to work together is that no one is ever off at the same time.
That's real. Yeah.
Absolutely. I know it's been weird. I think there a huge aspect of our success, I think, is that we have been able to, like, I think the unique part about the breakfast place is that it's not open from, you know, a.m. to p.m. It's not open from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. like a restaurant could potentially be open. We are open for breakfast. We're done at 2 on the weekdays. And adding in a standing union meeting at 4 p.m. once a week was very easy to add to everybody's schedule. I think, and the nature of the breakfast place lent to that working very, very easily.
Yeah.
And our coworkers that maybe needed a little more persuasion that, like, hey, no, don't worry. This is really happening and you can be a part of it. Even if you know that they're pro-union, kind of getting the ball rolling with people sometimes takes a meeting or two. And being able to have the peer pressure of, like, hey, we're going to a meeting right now. I know you're not doing anything after this and I'll give you a ride. Helps a lot, because then they go to their meeting and they're like, wow, that was awesome. I never knew I could take control of my life in any way.
Yeah. That rules. There really is nothing like just being in a place with a bunch of people who all are trying to, like, actually do the thing. Like, you know, I mean, and I think this is why, you know, like, as we're recording this, like, a bunch of campus occupations are going, right? And I mean, I don't know. God, hopefully by the time this comes out, they won't have all died horribly, because this is getting recorded on, like, what day is it? The April 28th. So inshallah.
Ideally.
And inshallah, this isn't being released into, like, hell world. But yeah, you know, I mean, I think one of the aspects of those camps is that, like, you're just there with a bunch of people who you get to talk to and organize with. And it turns out that actually being there face to face with a bunch of people is just great. And that's a thing. That's a thing you can also, like, that, you know, as much as, like, union work can be work, right? Like, it can be you sitting in front of a spreadsheet and going, oh my God, why won't this person respond? Like, it's also, I don't know. It's also, like, could be really great, and I don't know, you dear listener should experience it, because it rules.
I couldn't recommend it more. It is the best feeling in the world, and Sol and I are addicted to it. To feel like you're actually doing anything real.
Hell yeah.
It's incredible.
That's something we heard from IWW friends, that like this, like, especially with how early in the process we are, like how exciting that is to like just get everybody in a room and feel like we're all working towards the same thing.
Yeah.
And that you do get addicted to it. And that's often where the union organizers came from, was like starting their own. And they're like, oh, I need to keep doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think that's a pretty good note to end on, unless you do have anything else that you want to make sure we get to first.
Yeah. With like how early in the process we are, like after this comes out, like we will have like dropped our authorization cards and like actually started like the formal process. Like we're still pretty early on, but we already have a fundraiser set up with like a local beer bar we're at, Workerstat.
Hell yeah.
And that's super exciting. And we're building our socials and probably have a GoFundMe for strike fundraiser. So yeah, early days, but very exciting, very purposeful days.
It's going to be a big week.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Where can people go to find the union and go to support you all?
Well, our socials are not live yet, but
all right. So yeah, this is being recorded before things go live. We will have the links down there.
I think we're settling on the tag, the username Fried Egg WU, which we are saying foo woo about, because you gotta make this fun. But yes, we will be sharing that with you.
I'm glad you knew, because I wasn't sure if we had a handle agreed upon yet. But yeah, find us on the socials, FriedEggWU.
With it being early days and like us not even being public yet, I've built those accounts, but they're not ready to go. So there's that, like, we're in this dead zone period where we've built the infrastructure for a proper election, even though we are very hopeful that our owner will recognize us with, you know, the majority that we have. But yeah, our zero day is May Day a couple of days from now, and we are very excited for that.
Very much so.
Hell yeah. Hopefully it goes well. It will be in the past by the time this comes out, but good luck to both of you, and thank you both so much for coming on.
Oh, the pleasure belongs to us. We're both fans.
Thanks so much, Mia.
Thank you for having us on.
Yeah. And yeah, this has been It Could Happen here. You too can go experience the joys of organizing your workplace. So go do that, or go to a student occupation, or do both. I don't know. There's a lot going on. There are many places for you to experience the joy of organizing with other people. So go do that. And yeah, you can find us in the usual places. I don't know. Sophie will probably be on in about 1 second in this ad pivot. Not ad pivot. Whatever. This has gone completely off the rails. I have not had enough sleep. Goodbye.
No sleep for organizing.
It Could Happen Here is a production of Cool Zone Media. For more podcasts from Cool Zone Media, visit our website, coolzonemedia.com, or check us out on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find sources for It Could Happen Here updated monthly at coolzonemedia.com/sources. Thanks for listening.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies, so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.